from NPR News, it's Day to Day. Today, the Securities and Exchange Commission is taking a crack at credit rating reform. Investors often turn to credit rating agencies like Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch Ratings, but what if these companies get it wrong? Several ratings agencies gave good grades to mortgage-backed securities that later fell apart. Now the SEC wants to make sure that won't happen again. Here with more is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. And Sam, can you start off by explaining the role that these credit rating agencies play for investors? How important are they?
Well, Alex, they're pretty important, especially when you consider that most investments in the $3.4 trillion money market industry are based on the conclusions of a handful of ratings agencies. Even the Securities and Exchange Commission relies on them in its own rulemaking. For instance, the requirement that money market funds only hold stocks and bonds that are highly rated. I spoke with Harvard Law professor Hal Scott, and he says the main role these credit ratings play is to protect investors.
What the rating agencies are doing is rating the credit risk of a particular instrument. So an investor sitting there sees a AAA credit, says, okay, this is pretty safe. I'm not going to worry about the guys not paying.
So what went wrong exactly, and why is the SEC taking up this issue now?
Well, basically, Alex, people got burned. During the housing boom, the rating agencies issued top ratings to many of these mortgage-backed securities. Those are the funds made up of a bunch of mortgages pooled together, which were all the rage on Wall Street until recently. And you can pretty much guess what happened to those once the housing bubble popped. Suddenly that gold standard rating was looking more like fool's gold, especially for the investors wondering what happened to all their money. And since the SEC requires that fund managers base their investments on these ratings, it was feeling a little foolish as well. That, of course, brings us to today's meeting. The SEC wants to ensure that its rules give investors a clear signal about the limits and purposes of these credit ratings. And it's considering nearly a dozen rule changes aimed at diminishing the role these ratings play in investment decisions.
So are these rule changes that the SEC is proposing, is that going to be enough, or is there more that needs to be done?
Well, the big question here, Alex, is what's the alternative? The SEC wants to make fund managers do more of their own research, but a lot of people doubt they'd be any better at it, especially when it comes to mortgage, the mortgage crisis that seems to have caught everyone off guard. One thing some experts are calling for is reforming the entire disclosure process so that at least these fund managers and investors have all the nitty-gritty details at their fingertips. Currently, a lot of that information is only available to credit rating agencies. Some of the SEC's rules are aimed at eliminating any conflicts of interest there, as well as improving transparency. But the bottom line here is that investors will have to do a lot of their own homework if they really want to find a safe bet.
Thanks so much, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.